So what's going on, y'all? I know it's been about a week or so since I last posted on my blog, and I know, you know, you all have been checking to see if I'm gonna post anything. And I wanted to post something, of course, you know, but I didn't want it to be a writing piece. I definitely wanted to do something new, and I have been thinking about doing something new for some time. Don't get me wrong, I love to write, and I have been writing since I have been a kid. Like, literally, I was, like, reading recently this month, actually, my diary entries from 2000. And just reading the ridiculous shit I was writing in there, you know what I mean? But the theme of that was that I was writing, and I was expressing myself at a very, very, very early age. Even before 2000, I had been expressing myself. But although writing is a form that I express myself, my voice is my biggest way to get my message across and to express my message the way I really want it to be expressed. You know what I mean? I know that, you know, I've been writing and been having some grammatical errors in there. And, you know, I'm telling you, writing is my thing, but proofreading, I have always had to get better when it came to proofreading. My teachers were always like, Kiana, you need to proofread your work. I was one of those type of writers. I will write, and I still am, honestly, till this day. I will write, and I'm done. You know, I write, I send, I write, I post, I write, and I'm done. You know, I feel so good and relieved after I'm done. It's just like, I don't want to sit and read this whole thing, but, you know, I got to get better at that. But anyways, I definitely wanted to just start to record, you know, and record my voice. And, you know, for some readers that haven't gotten a chance to hear me or even hear my voice, this is a good opportunity for you all to hear what I sound like and to also hear what I really want you all to really hear. So 2018 is coming to an end. And I know for a lot of people, this has been a year that has been difficult. It's been a year that has been life-changing, a transformative year, an eye-opening year, a year where you learned a lot about yourself and perhaps others, the people that you have around you or you may have wanted around you. You learned about more about what you want in this lifetime and what you don't want, what you need to create for yourself and what you need to let go of. This year, you know, like I always tell people, the one thing we are on this earth to do is to grow. And as simple as that shit may sound, it is not easy at all. Growth is by far one of the hardest or the hardest thing in life. And I think that's why for a lot of people, you know, 2018 was such a challenging year because it forced us all to grow, whether some of us had wanted to or not. And although I know for some people that might be listening, like, you know, Key, still, this was a challenging year for me. You don't understand. Listen, I don't need to understand. What you went through is what you went through for you and for your journey. All I hope is that whatever you went through in this year propels you forward next year. That's my biggest wish for you. All I hope is that you do what you really want to do. All I hope is that you become what you really want to become. But in no way, shape, or form do I have to understand it. And that's just a reminder for anybody. Nobody has to strive to understand what you're going through. And oftentimes, a lot of people will never understand what you have went through, what you have experienced. And that is okay. As long as you understand it, that's what matters. Next year, I feel like, you know, for me, when this year started, for some reason, I had this feeling that 2018 was going to be a growthful year, yes, but I had a feeling that it was going to be a Black History year. And I know that might sound like, huh? Like, what do you mean by that? I just felt this energy within that, I don't know. I just felt like, you know, Black people were going to do a lot this year. And I also felt like I personally was going to learn a lot more about my people, which I did. And that has been beyond empowering. Beyond empowering. And as I look onto the new year, not only do I feel like it's still going to be a Black History year, but I feel like it's going to be a year full of creation and innovation. Whatever you want to create, whatever vision you have, idea you have, write that down and start putting work. We all have visions and ideas. And I know some people are like, oh, no, no, I don't. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You do have visions. You do have ideas. I know many of people that have told me their crazy and wildest visions and ideas. Some crazy, wild visions and ideas. And I'm telling you, if they put 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 steps forward to get that done, they would see what will happen. Don't let anybody ever kill your dreams or kill your passions at all. That's my another big wish for you for next year. Don't let anyone do that. And I'm only saying that because, you know, as I feel that next year is going to be a big year for creativity and creating, I know that a lot of people are going to be experiencing a lot of people in their corner, probably trying to not necessarily bring you all down, but not wholeheartedly support y'all. And once again, that's okay. Everybody is not going to completely and fully support you. You have to completely and fully support you. That is what matters. We need your visions. We need your ideas. We need them. What are you going to do? Just keep them from us forever? Like I keep telling myself, and this is something I keep also personally telling myself, and I'm going to tell you all this too, you know, we can't live in potential, forever. And I'm not speaking down on y'all. I tell this to myself all the time, you know, because I don't know. I feel like that's just something that even I tend to do. I have so many ideas and visions. I mean, every day I think about this. And every day I always say to myself, you know, you can't live in potential forever. Some of this stuff you have to really bring to the light. And, you know, I know me personally, I have to get, you know, I don't know. I just feel like it's a combination of just finding the right platform for me and just also getting completely and fully comfortable with putting myself out there. You know, I don't mind speaking to people, but I want what I'm saying to be received in a positive light. I never would want anyone, you know, to think I'm trying to be harmful, mean, or anything. And I know my message doesn't come off like that at all, but I'm someone that's just wary of things like that because I'm very, very empathetic and I really care about how I make other people feel. So there's a difference. I make other people feel, but I don't really care about how other people think. But I do care about how I make someone feel. If I hurt someone's feelings, you know what I mean? So But before I wrap this up, you know, because I'm going on a slight tangent, you know, I want to say to you all this. 2019 is your year. And yeah, you know, you know, you might be thinking, is it really my year? Everybody keeps saying, you know, it's their year too. It's their year. Stop fucking worrying about everybody else. That will be your downfall in 2019. Listen to what I said. If you worry about the next woman, the next man, the next person to your left, the next person to your right, that will be your downfall. If you don't continuously worry about yourself, focus on yourself, your moves, your drive, your ambition, your goals, your visions, your ideas, that will be your downfall. And I'm only saying that because in this American culture, that is the downfall of many people. I really feel like of why many people, you know, they don't not only pursue their dreams, but their purpose. Because we're too busy looking at the next person and what they're doing and what we're not doing and this and that. That's what happens when we live in a very competitive capitalist society. It really brainwashes us to believe that we're supposed to. No, that's not what it's about at all. At all. I can't stand when people compete with me. That's definitely by far one of my biggest pet peeves. I'm always like, what are you doing? Why can't you just compete with yourself? Because I'm not going to compete with you. The moment I start competing with you, I'm not growing. I'm not getting better. And are you kidding? That's what it's all about. So that's what I want to see more of. You know what I mean? I really want to see more people creating. More people being their individualistic selves. I want to see more people being genuine in 2019. I want to see more love and more harmony. Shit, I might even try to get me a little love. You know what I'm saying? Hey, come on now. I ain't going to play around with y'all. Shoot. I've been a little guarded these past few years, but I might, you know, you know, get a little love next year myself. But honestly, though, I just want to see more of us being our true selves. That's what I'm really trying to say. And I know, you know, in this lifetime and in our generation, the millennial generation, it seems like it's a difficult thing. You know, I recently saw a tweet that stated, this is the most monkey see, monkey do ass generation ever. And, you know, I couldn't agree with that statement anymore because it's the truth and it shouldn't be. I think, you know, the millennial era is such a unique era. And I feel like a lot of us strive so hard to be so different that we don't embrace ourselves, our own individual selves. Or we start embracing what other people are doing. Don't do that. Embrace who you are. Embrace who you are. Do what you love to do. Do what you want to do. This is your life. Only you can change it, and only you can create it. And I know, you know, if you're listening to this, clearly you want a good life. You want an amazing life. But you want a life that you are in control of. And I can't blame you because I want the same. So to you all listening, I thank you all for tuning in to Keto Fashion Blog, for reading my blog post, for supporting me this year, coming to my blog launch. I mean, the support means a lot. It means a lot to me. And I really hope next year that I take this farther. But like I always tell people, anything I do, it's never only about me. And I hope every one of you all realize that. Anything I do will never only be about me, because I've realized that is not my purpose on this earth. My purpose is about helping others and also healing others. And I just really pray that I do that to the highest power. I really do. You know? I know, you know, life is hard. And we all face our ups and our downs. But for me personally, my career and fulfilling my purpose on this earth, it means a lot to me. It really does. I think about it every single day. Every single day. From the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep, I am constantly thinking about ways to get better. And I know that might sound like, well, that's a lot, but that's just, it means a lot to me. I just really want to make the most out of my life and also to contribute to the lives of others. I really do. I feel for people. A lot of people are really hurting out here. Going through some shit, you know? And I feel for people. I really do. You know, I know I can't help everyone. I can't save everyone. But listen, as long as I'm here, I will strive and try my utmost best to impact as many people as I can. And I will not stop at all. At all. So to you all listening, I thank you all so much for taking the time to listen. And, you know, like I said, take time to really reflect these last few days on your, you know, last few days, 2018, and think about all the lessons you learned this year and what and who you really want to be next year. Think about it. But I wish you all the best. And remember, not everybody is going to believe in you. Not everybody's going to believe in your crazy ass ideas or your crazy ass visions. But that is okay. But my question to you is, do you believe in you?